U.S. Supreme Court advocates for the dusky gopher frog winning a victory. A federal appeals court in New Orleans refusing to revive the case. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 50s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, mostly clear, low at 25. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Wednesday, sunny skies with a high near 49. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low at 32. And Thursday will continue with sun. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 25.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. I'm Rick Everett. Kansas legislators pushing a new plan to balance the state's budget without touching aid to public schools after top Republicans saw support for education funding cuts crash. A House committee endorsed a bill yesterday that would liquidate a state investment portfolio to cover operating expenses through June 30th. The move comes after state GOP leaders canceled a debate last week on a package that cut aid to public schools. A Wichita police officer has been booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on suspicion of rape. On Sunday, a 31-year-old woman reported to a Wichita hospital she'd been raped and a rape kit was completed. The officer, 31-year-old Marlon Woolcock, was booked into jail on one count of rape. KTV reports Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey said the victim is an acquaintance of the officer. Tuesday morning, Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Heavy, heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Isaac. Please remove all that possibly.
Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
South Central Kansas has been shaken by an earthquake for the second time in as many days. U.S. Geological Survey reports a magnitude 3.3 quake occurred about 3:40 yesterday afternoon. It was centered in Sumner County about a mile east-southeast of South Haven. That same area had a 2.9 quake last Wednesday and a 2.7 quake the night before. No immediate word on damage or injuries. Monday's quake followed a 3.1 shaking on Sunday morning, which was centered in southern Kingman County and felt in Harper County. In a police statement issued yesterday, police say someone fired several rounds into Yoga Central in Great Bend on Friday. Police released a security video indicating the attacker drove a light-colored SUV. And in a separate case, KTV reports someone fired several shots at a Great Bend home in the 11 o'clock hour Saturday night. No one in the home was hurt. Police believe the attacker drove a maroon Dodge Durango. Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Everett.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Oklahoma Mid-America Network News. A Republican lawmaker from southeast Oklahoma who described a pregnant woman as a host is standing by his use of the term, saying his intent was not to offend anyone. State Representative Jim Humphrey of Lane said yesterday he didn't know of a better term to describe a pregnant woman and apologized to anyone who took offense. Humphrey used the term while discussing his bill that would require women seeking an abortion to first obtain the written informed consent of the father. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon's plan to increase cigarette tax by $1.50 a pack has passed its first legislative hurdle. The Republican-controlled House Appropriations and Budget Committee voted 17-10 yesterday to advance the measure to the full House. The measure would more than double the cigarette tax from $1.03 a pack to more than $2.50 a pack. Fallon says it would raise almost $258 million to help pay health costs. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Blue Rapids man was convicted in a Marshall County jury trial recently on charges of unlawful cultivation of marijuana at a home south of Blue Rapids. Additional charges of drug paraphernalia and marijuana possession with intent to use, marijuana possession without tax stamps, and interference with law enforcement were also brought forward against Gregory Wayne Tyner. Law enforcement was tipped off in October 2015 when a gunshot was reported and shell casings were found outside the home. A study to consider merger of Central Valley Ag and Farmway Co-op is being reviewed by the board of directors for each cooperative. The study is to be complete this summer and may lead to further consideration of options. Central Valley Ag is based in York, Nebraska, and includes several Washington County locations, among others in Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. Farmway is based in Beloit with 37 locations in 9 north central Kansas counties. Injury accidents were reported in Marshall County late last month. January 26th, Kendall Dorgan, age 18, of Marysville, lost control on East River Road near Navajo Road, struck an embankment, and overturned. The driver and passenger Ethan Yalcey, age 19, of Marysville, were taken by private vehicle to CMH in Marysville with injuries. January 28th, Jonathan Tomer, age 15, of Marysville, lost control at the intersection of 4th and Sunflower Roads. The vehicle became airborne, landing upright in the ditch. A passenger, Kyle Thomas, age 15, of Marysville, was taken by private vehicle to CMH in Marysville. Three other passengers were not injured. Tickets remain on sale through noon Tuesday for the Romancing Marysville Package, an annual fundraiser for the Marysville Chamber of Commerce. Valued at $1,500, local merchants have contributed merchandise and gift certificates that will be given to one lucky winner. Tickets for $1 each or 6 for $5 are available at the Marysville Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber has also announced the Visitor Center in Marysville, operated with Marshall County Tourism, has been designated a Community Tourism Information Center. The designation will include the Visitor Center listing and advertising and on new Kansas state maps. As part of the agreement, hours at the Visitor Center have been extended to Saturdays from 9 to 3. Volunteers are staffing the office during those extended hours. Anyone interested in volunteering is asked to contact Chamber Director Brenda Stangenborg. Nemahal County Historical Society will host its annual meeting Tuesday in the Burger Annex 1 at 113 North 6th Street in Seneca. A covered dish dinner will serve at 5, followed with a program open to the public at 6, featuring Seneca native and contractor Richard Miller, who is replacing windows as part of the ongoing restoration of the historic Nemahal County Jail and Sheriff's Residence. The election of officers will follow at 7. Evelyn J. Hamilton, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Evelyn Jo Hamilton. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, wheat roll, baby bakers, green beans, blushing pears, and chocolate cake. Tomorrow breakfast casserole, cinnamon roll, and fresh fruit. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville High basketball teams host Centralia tonight at senior night. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're going to see dry weather continue across the central parts of the Midwest. Sunny skies all the way through the end of the week. Temperature-wise, we're definitely going to see those temperatures jump into the mid to upper 60s as we head towards the end of the week and still mild into the weekend. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 50s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 25. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 49. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 32. For Thursday, once again, sunny skies, quiet conditions, warmer temperatures with a high of 65. Thursday night, mostly clear, low near 37. And Friday, sunny at 66 degrees. That's Look at Your Forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-February, 44, record high on this date, 74 in 1921. The average low, 23, record low is 22 below zero in 1905. Sunset this evening at 5:59, sunrise in the morning at 7:14. 26 degrees this hour, winds favor the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Let's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 14th of February. It's Valentine's Day. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Wagon Wheel is serving up some special dinners just for Valentine's Day. Prime rib and surf and turf with a baked potato and a dinner salad and chicken parmesan will be on the menu from 5 to 9 Tuesday, February 14th. And of course, the full menu will be available, complete with appetizers, desserts, and a full bar. Come on in and treat your sweetheart to something different at the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
The UConn women add another milestone win to their impressive streak. Hi everyone, I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. History in Storrs, Connecticut.
Dangerfield can hold it. She'll dribble it to the left. South Carolina won't foul. Ball game over. The Queens of College Basketball have done the unthinkable. A triple-digit win streak. 100 in a row for the UConn Huskies.
On the UConn IMG Sports Network, the top-ranked Huskies defeated 6th-ranked South Carolina 66-55. On the men's side, 3rd-ranked Kansas was down as many as 14 in the final minutes of regulation against 9th-ranked West Virginia, but managed to send the game into overtime. In OT, Kansas took over.
5 seconds to shoot. Devontae, another three. He got it again. Devontae Graham, absolutely out of his mind here tonight.
On the Jayhawks IMG Sports Network, Kansas went on to defeat West Virginia 84-80 in overtime. In the NBA, the Warriors get a taste of their own medicine.
Jokic has it between the circles. Dribbling the handoff to Jamal Murray. Murray stops and shoots a three. Franchise record! 23-pointers in the basketball game, and the Denver Nuggets have set a new mark.
On KKFN, Denver stuns Golden State 132-110.
After a loss to the Knicks, the Spurs got back on track.
Leonard is posting up on George, backing him down with a left-hand dribble. In the lane, turns, fires, jumper. Good for Kawhi Leonard.
On WOAI, San Antonio edges Indiana 110-106 on the road. Washington dominates at home.
Under the basket, Westbrook passes, stolen at the elbow by Morris, up for Wall. Wall throws a pass, Porter slam right in!
On WFED, Wizards 120, Thunder 98. Make it three in a row for the Celtics.
Isaiah dribbles away from Yogi Ferrell behind a screen, three in the air, got it!
On WBZ, Boston tops Dallas 111-98. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
High school basketball makeup games with Chapman last night. Marysville girls victorious 59-41 in the opener. Chapman knocked off Marysville boys 51-44. Centralia comes in. It's senior night tonight. Live coverage on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming on our website at KNDYradio.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Trump has assigned Vice President Pence to lead economic dialogue with Japan following meetings with Japan's Prime Minister. Trump and the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe made no decision regarding bilateral trade negotiations while meeting over the weekend. Vice President Pence will lead any trade talks with Japan, while Japan appointed its Deputy Prime Minister to lead the talks with Pence. The talks will address fiscal and monetary policies, along with infrastructure and trade. A top economist at Nikko Securities in Tokyo said Pence may be easier to work with and probably more logical than Trump regarding trade policy negotiations. Trump has publicly opposed Japan on both the campaign trail and in office for its trade and economic policies. The Senate Ag Committee will hold 18 confirmation hearings in the coming months for positions in USDA and other federal agencies. While yet to be scheduled, a confirmation hearing for Ag Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue will be one of 14 for USDA positions alone. The committee must also confirm replacements for three vacancies at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and one for the Farm Credit Administration Board. Senate aides telling the Hagstrom Report that considering nominees for confirmation is a primary responsibility of the Senate Agriculture Committee and will take priority over work on the next farm bill. The committee must confirm the USDA secretary, deputy secretary, and a group of assistant secretary and undersecretary positions. Sources close to the transition effort expect Sonny Perdue's confirmation to come in sometime in early March. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
A pasture auction will be held for Catherine Ruprecht Friday, February 17th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Hanover American Legion. The pasture is 148 acres, more or less, native grass with three ponds and good fences, 3.5 miles north and 2.5 miles west of Hanover. Auction Friday, February 17th. Contact Dave Burrish or John Zarbanicki or see full details at homestandland.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the United States and Mexican governments have already started planning to review the long-standing North American Free Trade Agreement. U.S. farm interests are already telling the White House to not tamper with agriculture. United States agriculture and Mexican officials may be on the same page when it comes to farm trade. Both want to keep the flow of free trade between the two countries and the profits that go along with it for both sides. NAFTA created all those issues, according to both of those groups. The United States is Mexico's largest trading partner, and Mexico is one of the United States agriculture's best export markets. The message from the U.S. agriculture is don't tamper with agriculture. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Director of International Trade and Marketing, Kent Backus, says,
because the U.S. beef industry, the Mexican beef industry, and the Canadian beef industry have all benefited from NAFTA, our governments will be wise enough to leave beef alone, wise enough to realize that the market has worked and that we are stronger together than we are, you know, trying to walk back from the bold terms that NAFTA represents.
Keep in mind, Mexico was third last year in terms of United States beef export volume and was second only to Japan in United States pork export volume. Backus says hard to beat that.
Hard to improve upon unlimited duty-free access to both of these countries. Countries which have grown to be $1 billion export markets for us, each of those markets being $1 billion export markets. It's hard to improve upon that.
Agriculture groups, of course, hoping that any reworking of NAFTA would maintain that. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Band Casino's all-new bingo facility is now open and features, you'd better be sitting for this, 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, MP Bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets and pull tabs, lots of snacks and bottled beer, plus we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. We're open Wednesday through Saturday evenings with matinee sessions on Saturday and Sunday. Whew, so how do you like bingo now? Pricing and packages at prairieband.com/bingo.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture. Few of us will forget October of 2013 when a freak blizzard blew into the northern plains, killing an estimated 100,000 cattle. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
October of 2013 brought one of those storms to parts of Wyoming and South Dakota and Montana that we don't see very often. Thank goodness. After 70-degree temperatures, the next day brought rain and then 4 days of snow. Cattle, tens of thousands of them, froze to death in their tracks. As I said, we haven't had anything like that since, but calving season is just around the corner for the upper Midwest, and CattleFacts.com CEO Randy Block says ranchers are always on guard.
We're really just getting started in a lot of areas. You know, still about 75% of our cow herd is a spring calving cow herd, so from February to May is when the lion's share of these new babies will be born. And you know, most areas of the country, I would say we're in pretty good shape. Our northern plains areas have had a lot of snow, but that's really the one exception. The drought situation in California has been greatly reduced with the moisture and the snowpack we've got in the Sierras now. So that region of the country looks so much better. But I would say cow country in general, we're in about as good a shape as we get in from north to south. It's just really good to see.
And Randy's assessment of beef demand right now and how that intersects with the overall economy?
Well, I would say beef demand has really held together pretty well. It's been a little bit softer in here over the last 18 months, but in general it's been pretty darn good. When you take into account we've produced 5.5 billion more pounds of protein, beef, pork, and poultry, in the last 2 years. That's a staggering number, 5.5 billion pounds. So on a per capita basis, we're all now consuming 13 more pounds of protein than we were in 2015 at the low, or excuse me, 2014 at the low. So if you look at that and you think about demand is a little bit softer, but obviously we're consuming a significant increase in protein across the board. So I'm actually pretty optimistic that beef demand is going to stabilize, and a lot of that stabilization is going to come from renewed stability in our global trade.
And regarding global trade and the questions about trade agreements that have come up, Randy Block, the CEO of Cattle Facts, talks about the importance of global trade to the beef industry, in fact, to the entire meat industry, and he'll do that tomorrow. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale on Wednesday, February the 15th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. This sale will feature first calf, fall and spring pairs, bred heifers, and young spring calving cows. A few consignments include 58 black and black-white faced first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 45-day-old Angus sired calves beside. We'll have 29 big black, black-white faced first calf heifers. They'll have big September-October fall calves beside. The heifer's been running back with Angus bulls. We'll have 40 fancy red Angus first calf heifers bred to red Angus bulls for March 1 calving. 90 Angus and Sim Angus first calf bred heifers. They'll be bred to Angus bulls for March and April calving. We'll have 44 choice calfhood vaccinated Angus second calf heifers. They'll all be 3 years old and be bred to Angus bulls for March and April calves. We'll have 50 black cows, 4 years to short and solid. They'll be bred to Angus bulls for spring calving. We'll also be selling one black and one red Gelvie bull. They'll be 15 to 17 months of age. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, February the 15th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 26 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs likely topping 50 today. Very mild and pleasant weather as the warm-up continues into the weekend.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Sealed bids are being accepted for 80 acres Nemaha County farmland located southeast of Corning for the family of Galen L. Dieters. Property contains 49 acres, more or less, non-irrigated cropland with a balance in pasture with good water. For inspection, information, or bid sheet, contact Galloway, Wickersham, Reniger Law Offices in Marysville or Seneca. Additional information, including maps, aerial photo, and bid process, online at sealedbidauction.net. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Deadline for submitting bids is 3 p.m. Friday, February 24th. Again, for details, contact Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger, or go online to sealedbidauction.net.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. It was a nail-biter for KU fans last night as Kansas rallied to beat number 9 West Virginia 84-80 in overtime. Frank Mason III had 24 points, including two free throws, to cap a frantic comeback from 14 down in the final 3 minutes.